insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. Inshallah, we hope that we have the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand some more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين.
We had arrived at verse 66, which is part of a series of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing directly, of course, Bani Israel and everyone, all the mu'mineen, all the people and mankind at large, to remember the blessings by reminding Bani Israel of the blessings and the special blessings that he had given them, and the reaction of Bani Israel to these special blessings. Verse 66 is actually part of the story that started at verse 63. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that we commanded and ordered Bani Israel to take what has been given to them with power. Which was what was given to them was Torah and the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And He also took an oath from them, a pledge from them, that they would act accordingly. After taking this oath, they rejected. In verse 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains one of the examples that materialized in their disobedience to the laws that were given to them. In 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And certainly you know those of you who violated the Sabbath. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ Whereupon we said to them, be you spurned apes. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ This is where verse 66 begins. We explained in the previous session, which I will briefly point to since verse 66 is related to the previous story, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Bani Israel on Sabbath or Yawm al-Sabt, which is Saturday. They have special regulations, and that is, one of them at least, is that they should not work. So some of the people that were addressed by this command were those who were living by the seashores, and they would live off of fishing. So they were supposed to not fish. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a special test, and that was that on Saturdays they realized there's more fish around them. So they were supposed to control their temptations and act according to the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, and that would have increased them in faith. But instead, they decided to do something to play with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They belittled the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making an artificial loophole by making little pools around the seashore. They made little canals from the sea to those ponds, where on Saturdays they would open the gate, fish would go in those ponds, then they would close the gate. On the next day they could gather all the fish. So making fun of the laws is something more and a lot more severe than just breaking the law. And it has a social effect, a negative social effect on others. And that is, it would weaken the spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others would be starting to find and make loopholes about laws. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a punishment in this life. So, as in this verse, which I'll explain, we see the reasoning why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them into apes. The reasoning why is where verse 66 begins. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So we made it an exemplary punishment for the present and the succeeding generations, and an advice to the God-wary. That's the effect. That's why they were punished in this way. People are going to be punished because of their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more their severe their disobedience is, the more punishment they will have. But usually this punishment is supposed to be in the hereafter. Sometimes for special and particular reasons, there is an effect and a punishment on top of what will be taking place in the hereafter. One of the reasons why these take place is for others, for the benefit of others, and for them to know that this action is extremely bad, and to keep from society becoming immune to seeing what has been done as normal. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished these people in this life the way he did. The next story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in this surah as one of the special treatments or special blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Bani Israel is a very long story actually. We have a number of verses that deal with this story, and that's why actually this surah is called Suratul Baqarah. The story starts from verse 67, and the actual point that is mentioned as a blessing, as a special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Bani Israel, is mentioned in verse 72. If you noticed, the previous verses are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with Bani Israel. It addresses them, says, "We did this to you, we gave you this blessing. You disobeyed, you disrespected, we gave you punishment, then you repented, we gave you another blessing," and the likes of that. In this verse, verse 67, the language changes, the tone changes. Instead of addressing Bani Israel directly, it addresses and says generally, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, and when Moses said to his people. So the tone changes. There's a reason why the tone changes, and that is that this piece of the story that's mentioned from verse 67 to verse 71, as Allama Tabatabai notes, is a pretext to the actual point that needs to be mentioned. The story that is being mentioned as a special blessing to Bani Israel is the following that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 72. And 73, actually, that there was a murder case in Bani Israel. The tribes, the factions within Bani Israel had a bit of a debate. They were wondering who committed this murder. It turned into a turmoil, actually, a social turmoil, and it was becoming a very big social problem in Bani Israel. So what happened, the special blessing was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way that will be mentioned, by the tail of a dead cow, he brought the person who had been murdered back to life, and that person explained to Bani Israel who the murderer was and resolved the issue. That's the special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to talk about in this story. There's a lot of details to this story. For those who are interested, I advise that inshallah from the next session onwards, pay attention to these programs. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand these verses and also to act according to the advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in these verses. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. 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 Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.